From NPR News, this is Day to Day. If you've shopped at TJ Maxx, Marshall's, or AJ Wright in the last 5 years, well, you might want to check your credit card statements. The parent company of those discount stores, called TJX, has revealed more details about a security breach. More than 45 million credit card numbers have been stolen. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. And Janet, the company made this public a few months ago, but I suppose the numbers are actually bigger than they originally said?
Right. Initially, TJX didn't give an estimate of how many customers had been affected. I think the company was just trying to figure out what happened and still is. But it did release information in a filing to the Securities and Exchange Commission yesterday, Madeline, that did confirm at least 45 million credit card numbers stolen over an 18-month period.
45 million. And do they know how those numbers were stolen?
No, they're still trying to figure it out. The company discovered suspicious software on some of its computer systems back in December, but of course it didn't say anything right away because it had law enforcement on the case. And they figured out, though, that some of the stuff that was on the software might have been able to access encryption codes. But again, it doesn't know who did this or how it did it. It has employed IBM and General Dynamics to figure that out. And of course, federal investigators are looking into this as well. It does think that it knows where, though, the hackers got into its system, in Framingham, Massachusetts, and in a location in the UK. Now, the thing with the Framingham location, that system there kept information about customers who returned merchandise without a receipt. You know, sometimes if you do that, you have to give them ID, like a driver's license. Well, things like your driver's license or even social security numbers, along with names and addresses for 455,000 customers, that was stolen there, too.
Well, I imagine some of those 455,000 people are pretty upset. So have they criticized TJX for this?
Yeah, the company is facing a federal investigation and also some lawsuits from individuals and banks that accuse it of not doing enough to safeguard this data. I spoke with Mark Rotenberg about this. He's with the Electronic Privacy Information Center. And he says some of the responsibility here has to shift from the credit card companies to the retailers.
I think the basic rule has to be that when businesses collect information about consumers, particularly credit card information and social security numbers and driver's record information, that they have to carry the responsibility to protect it. And if they can't protect it, they probably shouldn't collect it.
I did put a call into TJX headquarters. No one returned my call just yet. But in an interview with the Boston Globe, the company said that about 75% of the compromised cards had either expired or had some of the data partially concealed.
All right. Thank you, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.